Oh, is he already? Sorry about that. Now, Galatians 5:22 said, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruits in our lives. Number one, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. I think there is more. Next verse, please. Gentleness and self-control. There is no law against these things. There is no law against these things. One of the first fruits of the Spirit. You know, you see, how many of you, how many gifts of the Spirit do we have? Seven, nine, where again? Exactly, it's more than, it's up to 23 gifts of the Spirit. But we are more conscious of the nine gifts of the Spirit. Word of knowledge, prophecy, exhortation is part of the fruit of the Spirit, of the gift of the Spirit. Encouragement, part of the gift of the Spirit. Leadership is part of the gift of the Spirit. There are so many gifts in the body, but most of us leave those ones. Most of us leave those gifts of the Spirit and we begin to chase something else. We begin to chase prophecy, word of knowledge. But you don't know that you might be called in the area of business. The gift of prophecy, the gift of word of knowledge will not do you much good in the area of your business. You need the gift of administration. There's a gift, yes, an office like that, and that office has its own gifts. So if you're a leader, what are you doing with the gift of interpretation of tongue? What are you doing with the gift of interpretation of tongue? What are you asking God for that gift when you're a leader? You see, we must know what is needed for our department and our office. You see, Mike, please. Praise the Lord Jesus. Is this one okay? I think it's the buzz is much. Praise the Lord Jesus. Okay, it's fine. I think it's fine now. So, we'll go back to the gift, that verse 22. Now, the Bible says something, but it said, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our life. Now, it's the gift that the Holy Spirit produces. This is one of the signs that you are a born-again Christian. There is something that the Holy Spirit will produce in you. You see, it's impossible for a man to actually love. The human nature can't love. The nature that a man is born with, that a human being is born with, is a nature that does not have the ability to love. That nature does not have ability to love. It's more like a weak nature. It's a nature that hates. It's a nature that radiates evil. But the moment you switch into the new nature that is given to you in Christ Jesus, the ability to love is given. Praise the Lord Jesus. And we saw one thing important here. He said, but the Holy Spirit produces. Now, we're going to walk with John 15 verse 1. Now, listen. Produces. It means that when they say something produce, it means a backing force that allows that thing to exist. If you read in the book of John 15, Jesus Christ said that I am the vine, my father is the husbandman. That is the gardener. I don't know why they use that word, husbandman. It's the gardener. And any tree that does, any branch that does not bear fruit is cut off. And now we are seeing in Galatians, it says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruits. Now listen, this is English language, right? I mean, is there anything wrong in this English? Not very well. This kind. It didn't say kinds. It said these. It said this kind of fruit in our lives. And one of the kind of fruit that the Holy Ghost produces is that the moment you are born again Christian, love, the ability to love is given to you. Now it's called the agape love, the God kind of love. And that love only exists in the realm of God. The realm of immortal cannot love. The realm of immortals love with attachment. The realm of God love without condition. And the only way we can understand this dimension of love is when we read the book of John 3:16 that it said, for God so loved again. the word that he gave. So whenever the love comes, there is sacrifice. Now, if you search within yourself, and within your spirit, you will find out that what makes one a Christian, the difference between you and the unbeliever is that your love truly exists. The love of an unbeliever does not exist. It's not counted. Because their nature is evil. It's like being an unbeliever and doing good works. At the end, you will not be rewarded anything for that thing you call good works. Because in the number one instance, you are never saved. So it can't be counted. The earth realm will bless that unbeliever, because that unbeliever is obeying the principle that affects the earth realm and the spiritual realm. But in the realm of the spirit, it's not recorded, because he has not given his life to Christ. So there is no book that records his good deeds. But when he's on the earth doing it, the mother nature, the earth realm, will bless him according to his givings. Because the law of giving, it says that by the measure by which you give, the measure by which you receive. So that law is a law that applies in the spirit and in the physical. And that's why the Bible said that be careful not to do your good deeds in public. Because if you do it in public, you have received your reward already. Now, the reward means that you will get the physical reward, but there's no spiritual reward. God no longer intervening, rewarding you. The earth will reward you by saying, wow, you did a good job. You have more followers. You have more people that will talk about you. News might carry your message, what you have done, and people will look at you as a public personnel that is interesting. But in the realm of the spirit, you have not actually moved an inch. Because the moment you are giving to the needy, and there is a camera showing you when you are giving to the needy, that needy person you are giving to is embarrassed and ashamed. Your ego is satisfied. The reason why you do your good deeds in public so that you satisfy your pride, so that people will feel you know you are giving. Then those that give in secret are being insulted for not giving. But in the realm of the spirit, we rank. And people wonder how come we have been blessed. It's like when people say that I have not seen David Oyedepo giving. He gives more than your own imagination. He doesn't give in thousands. He gives in millions and billions. Your brain cannot comprehend it. Even when he passes, you will not know he gives. Because they don't indulge in giving publicly. They affect the lives of people around them privately. And now the only thing that can make you to be able to give to someone who doesn't have and not video it is love. Because if you were giving to your younger brother, you will not video to your younger brother. Because if you show a video of where you are giving to your younger brother might reject that you are giving. Because you are trying to show the world that he is nobody. So love is actually shown when you give in secret, not when you give publicly. I know some people say it's a way of encouraging people. Okay. It's a way of encouraging people. I believe it is good. But what did the Bible say? I'm not doubting you to do in public, give good in good. But what is the standard of the Bible? If love really exists in us, when people are yelling at you, pointing a gun at you, between them you still see the love of the Father. You know that this person doing this thing is not doing it on his own accord, that there is a spirit. For the Bible said that if our gospel be hid, it is hid because the prince of this earth has blinded their eyes. If you have a father, a mother that does omenana, you are not there to start showing them and violently trying to convert them. No, you have to understand that there is a spirit involved. And until they see something that is greater, and nothing is greater than love. Nothing is greater than love. The love is not the love. You see, love, true love is not love that fluctuates, it is constant. You can rebuke someone now and that love is still intact. 1% not removed, 1% not added, is intact. So your rebuking does not cancel love. Rather, you rebuke because you loved. Does that make sense? Which means if I'm advising someone, I will not advise the person based on my personal benefits. It's like when I tell people, I say, If you know you are a member of this ministry and you know you're not able to come and join us to fellowship, if there is a church that is genuine around you, put your head there and worship with them. It is one body, it is one spirit. Does it make sense? It takes love to have that understanding. Does that make sense? So the first thing they talk about is love, and that is what we want to look at. Now let's look at the book of John 15, 1 verse 5. From chapter 1 to 5, John 15. He said, I am the true grapevine, and my father is the gardener. Next verse. He cuts off every branch of mine. Are you seeing it? He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruits. We're talking about that one of the fruit of the Spirit is love. And here again, we are hearing about the fruit. So there is something that you are part of Christ must produce. We have been called on toward good works, not bad works. There's an expectation for every single believer and a Christian. You know, I've heard stories where people say, man of God, the reason why I couldn't come to church is because I'm broke. I don't have money. Actually, you will forever be broke. If that is actually the reason behind you not coming to church, apart from other reasons, maybe you are lying or so, but you know that within you that the reason why you couldn't come to church is because you don't have money. Actually, you might remember. If, Brother Michael, if you eventually hear now that your father, God forbid, let me use your father, because if I use someone else, you might not feel it. Let me use someone love. That your father is locked up in the house, and that house is on fire, and you don't have any transport money in your pocket, and they tell you that if you don't get there in the next 1 hour, your father will die. Do you know that despite you are hungry and you don't have an energy, you will run from here to that place? Even if you and your father just quarreled now, and he called you bastard, onuku, whatever, whatever, whatever. You see, even when you want to stop running, when you think of it, you speed up. That is what they call love. He's not rushing to save his father because he's feeling for his father. There is a love that is imbued that he cannot do anything about it. That's why they say in Igbo that Iwo wanne ade elu no popo. So no matter how much that man might have provoked you, the love, there is an atom of God nature love that is there. They said that even though they cut the umbilical cord of a child from a mother, it's still connected spiritually. So what you only caught was the physical. But in spirit, when a child cries, the mother will hear, even if the mother is sleeping. And when a child is somewhere, between the father and the mother, he thinks of the mother. But there is something connected to them. It's a spiritual connection. You shared a testimony Madam Treasure shared with us. She didn't even enter again. She was running to go and hear. She heard the story that her daughter is on the ground, blah, blah, blah. She started running. There is something. It's love. After reviving that child talk nothing, you still beat that child. You even tell that child, I will kill you. But yet you will not kill that child. When the child just fainted, you almost died. Now, when a child has resurrected by God's grace, when you are beating the child, you still tell the child, I will kill you, die again. You see, that love is there. That is love. Rebuke, but still love. Correct, but still love. Offended, but still loved. Rejected, but still loved. It takes grace to love. Without the Holy Ghost, it's impossible for a man to love. You see, when people love, pure love comes with, most people say that whenever you love someone, you have to be jealous of that person. That is actually the earth realm of interpretation of love. Except you can have what they call holy jealousy. If you can't exhibit holy jealousy, the kind that God exhibits, when God is jealous, he is jealous because you are deviating and your deviation will lead you to hell. When you ought to be jealous over somebody, it must be because basically is deviating from the love of God. Anything outside of that is the demonic jealousy. Praise the Lord Jesus. And the Bible said, He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit. And he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. So that means that if you want God to speak to you, if you want God to speak to you and operate in a certain level, if you begin to activate, you don't need God to give you the whole gift in the Spirit. You don't need the Lord to give you the whole gift in the Spirit. When you start with one and you are faithful in one, God will add more. Sometimes we are so focused on God giving us this, when the one that we have been given, we have not been faithful enough for it. Does that make sense? The one that you have been given, we are not faithful enough for it. And the Bible said that he cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes that branch that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. Next verse, please. Next verse. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Now he's talking about the word of God, of course, definitely. Next verse. Remain, now this is it. He said, remain in me and I will remain in you. This is Jesus speaking. Remain in me and I will remain in you. It means to love is a continual process. It is not a process you do today and leave tomorrow. To love is a continual process. The reason why witches are so, in quotes, faithful in destroying lives is because they, instead of having love, they have hate in them. And that hate is not controlled by them. That hate is controlled by the witch, the spirit of witch that is in them. The same way you have the Holy Spirit, the devil has what they call witch. Witch is not a person, it's a spirit that is given to you that enables you to operate in witchcraft acts. Witchcraft. It means it's an act. To craft something is an act. That when you take that seed of witch, you become a wizard or whatever. That thing enables you to be able to disappear and appear. Now, in the terms of Christianity, you receive what they call the Holy Ghost that enables you to disappear and appear. You see, in the nature of the Holy Ghost, he does not make you disappear for fun. In the nature of the devil, he allows them to disappear for fun, to entertain them. The devil, they joke with them. So he allows them to see those power, to believe. But when, with all your disappearance and your appearing, and you're able to transfer from here to Lagos in 1 minute, when you try us that carry the Holy Ghost, you find out that you are actually powerless. You never had any power even before. Because our Father, because God is love. So if you say you have the Holy Ghost, then that means you are love children. Because God is love. So we are the children of love. And if we are the children of love, you and I are naturally in the spirit brothers. Not just brothers by spiritual whatever. We are actually brothers by blood. That blood is the blood of Jesus. It's the blood that united us. So you and I are actually siblings by blood. You can ask your father and your mother. You understand what I'm saying? So we are actually related. We are siblings, we are brother. So when that love comes, when this person with all his witchcraft and whatever comes, our Father is the Father of all spirits. So when that thing that, you know, the devil counterfeit whatever God has the Holy Ghost, he has witch. When you take that way, when you are delivering someone, once the person vomit that seed that was given to that person, is free or she's free. There is a seed that is initiated in that person. Sometimes you see a witch has belly. During the course of deliverance, that belly might go down. Uh-huh. So some of them might actually carry pots in their belly. We don't know. Yes. Some of them have swallowed snake, live snake. They swallow it and they know that the snake is in them. You see, it's funny that you don't know that there is a building that is inside of you. You're not aware. But as you are, the Bible said that you are a temple. You are a beauty. And the Bible said that you carry God, the Father, God, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and you. So you are a living, walking building. That's why the devil, that's why even demons say that I will go back to the house where I was chased. That's why Jesus Christ said, if you destroy this building, in 3 days, I will bring it back. You are a building. So there is nothing spectacular about witchcraft. In fact, they need to learn from us. In fact, they are still learning from us. It was Philip that, it was Jesus Christ that introduced the disappearing and appearing. We saw it in the Bible. Then Philip tried it again. It worked. Then Paul was stoned to death, but later resurrected. They thought he was dead. He was actually dead. Because when they stone you, they will make sure you are dead. Does that make sense? So remain in me. There's a condition. He said, remain in me and I will remain in you. So if you remain in Christ, the love of Christ will remain in you. It's always in you. Even when you show anger, now if I'm in a home, you and everything, that love is just actually there. You just need to bring it out. It's that love that makes us go to social media and begin to expose the works of the evil ones. And people will come out and say, don't judge. They don't know the meaning of judge and telling the truth or rebuke. They don't know it. Uh-huh. So they believe that when you are judged, they say they will bring a scripture and put it out of context. Judge not. Should I judge? I want to be judged. Whether I judge or not, God will still judge me. So if me exposing the works of the enemy is judging, please allow me to judge. After the Bible said that when they prophesy, too will judge the prophecy. So if I can judge my fellow brother in his prophecy, why can't I judge an enemy? Let your judgment not be in condemnation. When you are judging based on the church and the minister. You don't have that authority because that is the body of Christ. But when someone is false, you expose. You're not judging, you're only exposing. I don't necessarily need to put your name. I will expose your activity because John did it, Jesus did it, Peter did it, Paul did it, all of them did it. Okay, opposition. Are you not disciples? So remain in me and I'll remain in you, for a branch cannot produce fruit if it is removed, let me use the word removed, from the vine or cut off from the vine. And you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Next verse, please. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Now, we are the branches that bear fruits. Jesus only supplies the nutrients to us that we will have the ability to bear fruit. He does not bear the fruit anymore because he's in you to supply the needed. Whatever you need to win a soul is available to you. Somebody told me something. He said, man of God, you are building, you just finished, you are doing something in your house, blah, blah, blah. We have to go and do your men and omenana desire. Omenana requires that if you are building foundation, you go and kill what they call, you kill goats that they call A1. And I said, it's late though. That anybody that enters there and do any killing will die. If I say, okay, we're not doing it again though. We're not doing it again that place. Imagine where elders are prepared. They're planning to go to a land of a man of God to go and do culture. I didn't say don't go. I said the thing is that I have already sprinkled the blood of Jesus. My wife was there. I've already sprinkled the blood of Jesus. That anyone that enters there will die. In front of my father asked me, he said, anybody that entered there will die. If you spill anything there, you will die. They said, okay, no mego, no mego, He says, and at the point they enter, they will die. They will intimidate you with culture. But if you know the backing force that backs you, whatever culture is useless and stupid. I'm not saying don't obey. If your village people say, don't enter here, avoid it. But if that thing has to do with them daring the God that you carry, be better gear for yourself. You see, if the governor of your community or the ego of your community is an idol worshiper, you are actually the ego. You see, it's a problem if the ego of your community is a Christian. But if the ego of your community is a witch, you are the Christian, you are actually the one leading the community. Because there's no place the Lord gave powers to demon over Christian. So if you can't find it in your Bible, it's not there. Let's go to 1 John 3:14. Love is a proof of life. Anyone who has an eternal life has love. He said, if we love our Christian brothers and sisters, it proves that we have passed from death to life. But a person who has no love is still dead. But a person who has no love is still what? Dead. Now, this love is part of the fruit. You see, when people look at you, they should see. You see, I was reading the book of Ezekiel Hagin. He was saying something. He said that if people see you, they should see the fullness of the love. That every single fruit of the Spirit should manifest in you. Every fruit of the Spirit must find expression in you. People should be able to see the part of you that loves. You see, when they talk about joy, the joy does not mean when you are going, you're always laughing. No, that's not joy. The joy means an understanding of who you are. Do you know how it feels when you're walking on the road and you just remember that you have like 70,000 in your account? You see, she's laughing. I don't say this, she started laughing. She just imagined the money in her account. There are some things you have been broke for maybe 2 weeks. Then all of a sudden you are just walking. Somebody called you on the phone and send you 50,000 naira and just say, guys, you just saw the light, you start smiling. After a while you might forget. But when you are walking, you don't remember, hey, because you don't want to send him 50,000. Joy springs up. That joy is a river that flows in you. It is always there. He said, for in you shall flow rivers of living water. So it is there. You carry it. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, are we commanded to love? Let's go to the book of John 13. You see, everything about John is love. John 13:34. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm not going to teach. I'm finishing now. In less than 10 minutes, I'm done. No. 34. John 13:34. He says, so now I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Next verse. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. So if that love is not there, there's no proof that you're a disciple. The fruit is not bear. You are the branch that does not bear fruit. And the Father is ready to cut you off. Yes. The Father will be ready to cut off. Your love for one another will prove. So if we have love for one another, why is it that some people that claim to be servants of God fight one another? It shows that this scripture has not become reality to us. You see, the devil knows that the body of Christ is so united. So no matter how much you see the body of Christ not united, it is actually very united. The only thing that separates the body of Christ is just our doctrines. It's the doctrines, the misunderstanding of certain doctrines that makes it seem like we are separated. We are actually in love with each other. And that is because the devil has planted seeds of false doctrines to bring enmity between us. Because if we are united, no government can destroy us. In fact, the Christendom will choose what happened in any country. But the devil has sinned. That's why they have so many religions, but they have only one devil. Because the devil is the founder of those religions. Does that make sense? If you go to Hindu, they have about 3 million gods. Now, how do you worship 3 million gods? Now, build a house for them. And each of those, they say, God of the sun, created by our God, our Father. God of the moon, created by our... Not God. Our God did not create their God, though. Our God created the moon. But they call it... Each of those gods are attributes of the real God. They are attributes of the real God. God of the sun is my Father that created the sun. God of the moon is my Father that created the moon. God of the river is my Father that created it. God of the ocean, my Father created the ocean. Then they now have God of the fishes, God of tilapia fish. Then the God that gives children. Then the God that judges. I was doing something like someone posted the names of God in Igbo land. He said one is thunder. I don't know what they call that thunder God. I was looking at this one. I was just imagining how stupid people were. And they were actually called thunder will now strike. That thunder did not come from heaven, it just came from the atmosphere. Yeah? One day I want to try something. One day, let me be in an occasion. I let a man try to send down rain or stop the rain. If I don't want it, let me see how that rain will stop. I want to try it. I think next time, anytime you go to any occasion with me, just anytime the man comes to stop it, just remind me, let's try. Let's make rain beat that man. Let's try. Because it's not possible that you can be present and such thing will happen without your authority. The thing is that while you are there, when the man was doing it, you are activating your faith to join his God. Is that miracle? Say, no, maybe even there and amen. You are joining. And that thing will permit it to happen. But because you are there, no dark power has power to temper with anything in the realm of that place. Because you are there. You are light. But the thing is that you don't know consciously your faith activate that power. The man might come out with one of the things they use and start waving. Immediately I could see, oh, some of them will start dancing. They will not dance. You, a Christian, you are enjoying it. You are Mpama. The flavor. I'm already number one. -22. If you are you a Christian, you are saying, watch it, though, the rain will stop. Watch, this is what they see. You will perform. You need help. Praise the Lord Jesus. Because someone is actually promoting the kingdom of darkness, and you are there telling another brother. Then after now, you now went and dropped money. Say, hey, now you have power. You are now giving them your power, giving them attributes. One day that man will prophesy over your head and it will stand. May God punish you. May be sin and madness the prophesy give you. Your love for another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. So only the love you have for one another can prove to you that someone is a disciple. That you are a disciple of Christ. So these things ought to be found in us. If these things are found in us, we will enjoy life. You see, if we love one another, when I'm down, there's no way all of us can be down at the same time. When I'm down, I can lean on you. That was what they did in the book of Acts. Everyone will go and sell their property. Don't sell anything and bring to this church, please. Keep your property. Anyone, because people will always misunderstand. Now, I know people, viewers are watching online, they will now cut this part. And I'm going to say, hey, he said, remember, you can't sell their lands. So they will now sell their lands and come, and everybody will feed with one another. Nobody is being forced to do that. They will go and sell this property, they will harvest and bring it. It's because of love. And the Lord is bringing back Jesus. I saw those army again. And the Lord is bringing back that revival. The Lord is bringing back that revival. He's coming back. He's already here. You see, the unity has started. It's not that we have not seen it in the body of Christ yet very well, but it's there. that you know that even him now has not eaten. And the angels will cover their eyes. And that is why the person will eat that food and in less than 1 hour he's hungry again, because that food has, because he said he doesn't have. So what he's seeing is only a physical food. You do no longer satisfy that belly. Because those people have made their belly their God. Let me share you a story that might help you. Somebody walked in my shop, was owing me a debt of over 200,000. So I think she was able to pay 30,000. I reported the thing. She paid 30,000. So one day the Lord said, leave that debt. Cancel it. Don't follow her again for that debt. I didn't want to believe it is God speaking. So I didn't. I was still calling them. All of a sudden, the man that is handling the case started acting reluctant. I said, okay, I'll leave it. 200,000. I mean, it's big money, you know. Take that from a provision store. It's one way to cover the store. I leave it. So one day, the Lord blessed me with some huge amount of money. Huge, very huge. Millions. Pass through Okada. But she just sees, she will not keep her face like this. And the bike man will pass. Then I will look from my side mirror, she will not turn. And in her mind, the Lord said, this money has covered her debt. So she doesn't owe you anymore. So if there's any record of that debt, it should not exist anymore. You forgive little, God gave more. If that lady had paid back that money, that which the Lord gives to me would have been given to her. It's a spiritual law. You see, whenever you forgive someone of a debt, 1,000, 2,000, when God is about to return that debt, he does not return it the same way. He is the God with the Mimshak anointing. He's the one that knows how to trade. You see, that debt you are forgiven has entered into forex trading. And before he returns back, the dollar would have increased. Now, I'm not saying physical forex. I'm just explaining to you in the language that is easier. God has invested that money you are forgiven in the spirit. It might take 2 months, but when it comes, it will multiply. You see, when we sinned against God, the love of God forgave us our sins. You see, he forgave the blood of Jesus will speak for all my children, generation to generation to come. That blood can never be exhausted. Because one person forgives. So there's always multiplication when you forgive. Sometimes someone is owing you a debt of 5,000, you still carry it in your heart. When God wants to bless you, he still sees money in your heart. And there's no space for another one to enter. So you might be saying you are broke, but in the spirit there's money in you. That money is trapped in your mind that you are still counting people that are owing you. But when you actually don't have any money, your heart should also bear you witness that you don't have money. Then God will deposit. I don't know if it makes sense. I don't know if you are getting this wisdom. God is the one that searches in the spirit, right? Let's say Brother Chino also collected 40 million, God forbid, from you, from this sister here, 40 million, God forbid. So then now, the only thing you have in your account is 10,000. In reality, what you have in your account is 10,000, but in the spirit, how much do you have? 40 million, 10,000 naira. So when money wants to come, there is 40 million there left. Because your mind, I'm not saying you must forgive everybody that owe you, but your mind is already judging this person. Okay, so rather than God to deposit to you now, and deposit to this person, so that this person will pay you and be free. Remember what happened about the jar of oil. He said, my husband was owing. So because of that owing, God replenished the woman. She was able to pay her debtors and have extra. But had it been the debt of forgiveness, she would have said, oh man of God, my husband was owing debts. But the man that he was owing them, forgive us our wages. Pray that God blesses the man. I don't know if you are getting this thing. Ah, which example would help? The woman with the jar. The husband is late. The husband was a prophet. She's late. Then the people that the husband was owing came to her and said, it's the Second Kings, and they said, woman, your husband is owing us money. If you don't give us this money, we'll take your children for slaves. So imagine the amount the husband was owing. That was enough to make two children slaves. So she went to the prophet, and the prophet said, what do you have? Because God does not produce something out of nothing, even though he can. So he now said, go and borrow jar. He said, I have an oil, a little oil. And he said, go and borrow. Now, the Lord did not speak to Elisha on this case. Not every time the Lord was speaking to Elisha now. This is Elisha operating by his spoken word, by his own office as a prophet. So the moment he said that, he said, what do you have in your house? Because if it was the Lord that spoke, the Lord would say, tell her to go and take the oil that she has in her house. The Lord will reveal the oil. But Elijah was speaking by himself. That's why he said, what do you have? And the woman said, I have a bottle of oil, a jar of oil. He said, go and borrow vessels. And when you go to your house with your children, lock the children that were supposed to become slaves, lock it. Lock the door. The power was activated in that obedience. And the oil kept running so that, there was no light. So she could not see. She was just pouring oil. And God was doing multiplications there. And the oil, she was just keep pouring. She never said, wow, what is happening? Hey, whoa, wanna multiply? What? She kept pouring until there was no more. She returned back to the prophet, which most people will not do. Most people will say, God, what about God's come now? They will start spending that money lavishly. And because they will start spending that money lavishly, that money will not yield fruit again. She returned to the prophet and said, prophet, this is what I saw. Multiplication has happened. And the prophet said, now sell some of those oil and pay up your debtors. Then use the other one to sustain your family. Had it been that man never came, that family would have remained poor. So that is how it is when something, when you forgive your debtors, the Lord sees that you have the heart to forgive. He gives you more so that people can still borrow from you and you still forgive. He sees you as a home of supply. Hello? Because it takes love to forgive. I'm telling you, it takes love. It takes love to forgive. To say, you're owing me 10,000, don't worry, I'm forgiving you. It takes love. And after you are forgiving that person, something happens in your heart. There is a heat in your heart. The moment you say, don't worry, don't pay me again, there is something that hits your heart. I don't know if that has ever happened to you. You told someone, someone called you and said, I'm owing you 5,000, I beg, I'll pay you later. You don't say, don't worry, don't pay. Something happens, you feel like a heartbeat. What happened is that weight has been lifted. That thing was actually a weight, but you're not aware. Because when you are counting your money, you're also counting the one you're not seeing. So when you forgive, you let go. The same thing as forgiveness. If I have issue with Brother Mike now, I will never walk the same road with Brother Mike. The reason why I can't walk the same road with Brother Mike is because there is the weight of what I am carrying against him. But the moment Brother Mike said, I'm sorry for what happened yesterday, forgive me now, you'll not be like, what guy, I don't like what you did. But you my guy. The moment you did that, something lifts. You can't remember that anymore. So there was a weight, and that weight can actually lead you to hell. It's a burden. Come to me, all you who are what? And I will give you. For my yoke is light. When you allow God, that's why I tell people, don't loan any amount you can never forgive. And as a Christian, don't borrow when you have the intention of not paying back. You'll be cursed. Because after this teaching, people say, borrow me 5,000. See, the man of God said, you should forgive. You see, the reason why most people are poor in life is that some people borrow to spend, to eat? Why some people borrow to invest? But one problem with Nigeria is that when they borrow, even when they don't borrow to eat, they borrow to invest in a scam business. And then they lose it two ways. And then they will now start praying to God. Oh God, make him forget. What kind of prayer is that? God should make the person you are owing money to forget. You didn't even beg for the person to forgive you. They are saying, God, oh Lord, my Father, yeah, Baba, Baba, Kuka, make him forget, make him forget, make him forget, make him forget. So people will call me, say, man of God, pray that my debtors will let them cancel their debt. Well, how will you feel if I pray for you so that you, people that are supposed to pay you money will cancel? Hey, Jesus, wahala. You know, it's easier to meet the man of God and say, man of God, high debt to everywhere, debt everywhere. Man of God, please pray. So that God, you know, during my own time when I had debt, I was owing a lot of debt. My wife knows, I've told you this story several times. How God made the debt disappear, I don't know. People just woke up and forgave me. It wasn't like I borrowed money from them. I told them to invest in the business they invested. I gave them my word. And when they called me for, they said, they called me friend night. Then they said, friend night, you told us to invest in this business. I said, yes. And you told them anybody that invested, and if the money does not return, you pay them back. I said, yes. There was no written agreement. I said, yes. But I said it. I never knew that God was judging me. They said, now, how do you pay? I said, I don't have. Because even me, I lost over 7 million naira too. And those people were aware. The time they even kidnapped me in one hotel, they placed me in one hotel. You can be kidnapped. No, no. People will come and greet you. You can be kidnapped in Nigeria. Someone will come and greet you. So how far now? They will greet the people around you. I was kidnapped by people I know. They helped me. And I was smiling. Nobody knows I was kidnapped. I stayed there for over 6 hours. No, not kidnapped. Adult nap. No, I'm adult. Over 6 hours. And most of those people were people I considered as friends. But that thing made me to isolate myself. And I found God. And when I touch something, every one of them that try to come, something repels them back. They say, leave him. They started leaving. Both the soldiers, people that were looking for me, started leaving. Every one of them withdraw from it. That is how God works. You see, I was actually believing God to bless me. I never said, God, cancel my debt. I wanted God to bless me so that I can pay them their debts. But then you are praying that God should cancel the debts. You see that there is a problem here. See, the prayers are two different things. Because that person is praying that God should allow, touch you, so that you will pay. And you are not saying God provide so I will pay. You are saying God to cancel. If God cancels, you are still born and you still don't have. Because you now still can borrow from another person. You now become brother borrower. Does it make sense? One of the easiest ways that, I don't know why I'm talking about debt, but I believe it's helping some persons. One of the easiest ways to clear debt is to pray that God blesses the person that is owing you so that he can bless you. That is a very genuine and a loving prayer to pray. It's a prayer that comes from love. So if you don't know how to pray the prayer that comes from love, you will limit yourself, even as a Christian. Because first you must love. It takes, you know how it feels. I was watching a short video. The father was on a yacht. You know what they call yacht? Was on a yacht. So they were driving on a yacht. The man was making a call. Then the baby came and collected the phone that the father was making. The father was like, give me, give me. The baby turned and threw it into the sea. The father could not beat. The father could not yell. The father could not do anything but just hug the child. And I know in his heart he'll be crying. You know what I'm saying? It's love. That love constrained you. It's the love. It's what it does. The love of God constrained you. Praise the Lord Jesus. Does that make sense to us? So we must radiate that love. You see, in our daily activity, we must have this love. You see, if this love is in you, there was one thing Brother Nonso was telling me. Your question was today or yesterday? Yesterday. Brother Nonso was saying something. He said that somebody did something to him that if it was him or before, that he said he doesn't know how come that you didn't even feel anything. You were not even bothered. You just...
There was this kind of calmness that I felt. I was in pain. As in... I for sure I'm saying, as in...
He said he can't explain, but something just happened that the person was talking, there was this calmness. He was not even feeling this out. But if it was him before, it's because the spirit has kicked in and the fruit has been produced. You see, when something happened now and I carry my gag, that part has not produced. When love comes to you, you are calm. Something happened. My dad was saying something. I'll share this. My dad was saying something to one of my uncles. Telling them something. Everybody was just telling me, make a prepare. But there's something I noticed. I know there's a presence I carry that if I come before you, if there's anything you are trying to say, you cannot say it again the way you want to say it. So everybody was, my uncle was there over 2 hours. Say, make a, you have to prepare yourself for, no. My dad called me, I walked up. I said, how are you doing? The whole story changed. Instead of rebuking, they started, this is good. There is a presence you will carry that when people are so upset when you come before them, see, that love, that thing you carry will begin to radiate in them. There is something that Aaron said. He said, one man, there were a place, there was a fighting, and the man raised both to, he spoke in tongue and touched the man. The man dropped the whole thing and calmed down. And the man started feeling emotional. Because there is a spirit behind those things. So if you carry light and come, darkness will not speak in front of you. Because if that darkness speak, you can judge. Elisha said something. He said, oh Lord, blind them. The Lord blinded all of them. And he took them to his camp. They fed them. He said, oh Lord, open their eyes. And Lord, open their eyes. I have the ability to make someone blind. I don't need to say, no, there is an office you carry. Elisha came and said, if I be a prophet of God, let fire. And it came. Why? Not because he was praying. Because he said, if I be a prophet. And in the realm of the spirit, he's a prophet. So the nature must respond even without God speaking. The nature answered. I don't even think it was God that released the fire. The Bible said, and fire came down from heaven and consumed it. He didn't say, and the Lord released fire. He said, if I be, is he not? He is a prophet. So you must know what you carry. Then you must know how to, you must know how to walk by the gifts, by the anointing, and by your office. So when you know the department you are in, find it in the scripture. See how those men operated. And the man said, bad men. And he cursed them, and the bear came and killed them. The Bible didn't say what he told them. The Bible said he cursed them. And animal came and devoured them. You must know what you carry. You must know how to operate by the office that is in your life. The Bible said that Elijah was taken by a wild wind. But in that wild wind, there were chariots of fire. But what took him to help was a wild wind. It takes love. When Peter says, you recall that fire, Jesus Christ said, you do not know what you have received. You have not received the power to condemn, you have received the power of love. One day I was praying and the Lord spoke. The Lord said, you have the ability to judge cases. And I said, but how can I judge? He said, whatever you judge must be judged in love. It's just that now, because people have forgotten the place of love. Do you know you can cause someone out of love? You see, when Elisha prayed to God to blind the eyes of those people, he did it out of love. Because if he didn't pray for that, there would have been a war, and some of them would have lost their life. Because if there was war, one or two persons must die. But because of that, something happened. Kabira do sofra elebo shafra katibra. And the Bible said, and this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how deeply, how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts. Now this heart here is spirit, not your natural heart. He filled our spirit with his love. So the ability for you to love is from God, it's not for you. And human being cannot love, you can't love except the Holy Ghost comes. And let me tell you one thing: when you have love in you, no charm on the step will ever walk in your life. You know, I tell people this, I'm not joking about it. Charm has never worked in my life. Yeah, I don't know why. But I thank God for that. It doesn't work. It can't work. It will never work. There is something you must do. Like they say, when you have an open heart, no charm. No charm. The reason why charm, let me share you something that will help. The reason why charm catches some people is because there is a heaviness in their hearts. If your heart is open, when charm comes, in fact, even the demon cannot affect you. No demon can hurt you except you provoke something. That is why a native Lord will tell a woman, he said, this woman you want to harm has not done anything bad to you. So if you want to kill this woman, make this woman do something bad to you. Then this woman will go and take maybe your clothes that you have washed and pour it on the ground. Then you will come out and yell and even slap. When he goes back, that demon will answer and deal with you. Because in the realm of that spirit, you have touched that demon's servant. So he has the right to revenge. That's why the Bible says, if they slap you on the cheek, turn the other side. So that when people raise anger, leave them. If that love of God that allows you to constrain yourself and not feel affected by it, if you react, you will provoke something. Even the demons will see you and tremble. If they want to project something to you and it's not working, they will make you curse or speak something. You have to say something. The demon will come and look at you. You can't enter. You are light. You don't have anger. You don't have hate. You are love. Out here. The Bible said that the greatest of all the gifts is not speaking in tongues. It's not prophecy. The greatest is love. Love will cross from this earth realm to eternity. Because God himself is love. So whoever has the fruit of love is God. The nature of God has found this. He's operating in the God realm. No curse can stand. It's impossible. As I am now, I don't know who I hate. Sometimes I search my heart to find who I hate. When I'm busy looking for where I'll eat shawarma, there's no time to hate. The thing is that for you to hate is that you have time. You now start thinking, what has this person done to me? And now through, you do me this one, you say this one to me. You are giving yourself reason why you should hate. You are giving yourself reasons why you should hate. But you must come to that level where you there is no reason to hate. What are you hating for when you know that you can be here today and die tomorrow? What are you hating for? You are hating somebody. Because I would have been a university graduate if my uncle had helped me. Was it the destiny of your uncle to help you? If all the people that promised me helped me, I would have succeeded. You a fool. The Bible said rely on men. The Bible said rely on God. Let your trust be in God. It is God that you speak to. It is him that changes the heart of men to favor you. But because you don't know love, you put hate. And because of that hate you carry, every weapon that comes will hit you. Even the one passing beside you will hit you. You know how I told you before how demon works. See? A demon might not be sent to you. But I might be here now thinking, let's ask, but I might be here thinking how to go and you need money. He's thinking of ideas. How will I get this money? How will I get this money? A demon will just be going his own to go and attack another person. This guy, they think he blew. He's not seeing your heart, but there is something in your atmosphere that will begin to change color. So you will know you are thinking evil. That's why the Bible says on things that are good, on things of good report, on things that are holy, ponder on them, think on them. Because there's a radar in the spirit where people can see what you are thinking. So the demon will just come. Maybe it's a demon of anger. He looks at you. This one is thinking about how to make money. He will not come. This is who he wants to attack. He will not come. And say, which of your uncles supposed to help you, don't help you? The thought of those uncles that have promised you began to ring in your ear. The thought of those uncles began to ring in your ear. Then you now start thinking, ha, Uncle Chinedu say he will help me, he didn't help me. Then that hate began to find expression. That demon will not enter yet. He will wait until your hate begin to grow. You begin to hate that uncle. Hate him, then he will enter. Now this was where he was going before. But when a demon is coming and you are thinking light, when he comes, he just leaves his own logo. Then when an angel of the Lord comes and is coming, he sees light, he comes and drops virtue and leaves. That he might not be coming for you, but why he's coming to bless this person, he saw this light, he dropped that thing you need and keep going to him. You see, they can't read your mind, but they can see the atmosphere you are walking around with. That's why a spirit cannot come to you and speak a word that you understand, except something has happened. Praise the Lord Jesus. Can we be on our feet? The Bible said that let this mind which is in Christ be in you. Ask the Lord, Father, I know I have the mind of Christ in me. Help me, O Lord, to bring out that nature of Christ. Teach me to love. Help me to love. Begin to pray that as a prayer. Just 5 minutes.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Barida boso pre te kisi brato si pra ele manaku ki manaka zibra da belego zuba. Yenanana manaku kamina menagogo bede 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 zubra ala sita prata. Le zivre de ella kusha krakati pra koto pele ketita. La nono menaki ka bembere de zuvre ella disi prata.
It's you that I see. It's you that I see. At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. There is power. It's you that I see.